Hi, everybody, and welcome back here to another bite-sized political podcast on this day of Monday, April 22nd, 2024. Thank you for downloading this, and thank you to quantumhypno.co.uk for sponsoring this and enabling me to do all this work for you guys. Okay, you know, a long time ago, in a universe far away, I lived in the Thames Valley area, and Thames Water were the company that supplied, you know, you paid your water bill to Thames Water. That was a long time ago, of course, seems forever. But I read Thames Water in the headlines today because they're looking to increase the bills for all those millions in the Thames Valley by 44%. What? 44%? Yeah, 44% over the next 5 years. Because it's going to increase investment, apparently. The heavily indebted water firm, Thames Water, is aiming to spend $1.1 billion more on environmental measures and plans further spending. The regulator, Ofwat, has dismissed the company's original proposal, leading to questions over the future of Thames Water, because it's got massive debts. It's currently got debts, get this, of $14.7 billion. 14.7, that's his debts. If that was you or me, we'd be in prison, by the way, but they can get away with it. Now, Thames Water had originally proposed investing a further $18 billion between 2025 and 2030, which would mean increasing customer bills by 40%, excluding inflation, over the five-year period. Ofwat has dismissed that proposal, prompting the shareholders at the company who own Thames Water, a company called Kemble Water, to withdraw a proposed cash injection and default on debt interest payments. It's just a mess. This is just, as far as I can see, it is just an absolute mess. We have a situation where the UK's largest water company is essentially, going to go bankrupt. It essentially is bankrupt, really. Trying to put up prices by, 44% plus inflation over 5 years is humongously bad. But that's the nature of the beast. And I think this has got very little to do so much with Thames Water as such, and everything to do with the globalist agenda of keeping us in a state of perpetual chaos and a state of perpetual fear. I mean, if you can't afford to pay for your water, what you gonna do, right? Well, if your water bills are going to increase by 44% and your energy bills have increased, and, life's going to become very, very difficult for people living in this vast area. And Thames Water, as I say, they do cover, obviously all of London, but it goes as far west as Swindon, Reading, Oxford. All these places essentially get their water, wastewater and sewage from Thames Water. So what I'm saying is it's a huge geography. It's so many millions of people. And this company is essentially bankrupt. So then, so what happens then? Is that actually acknowledged? And do we get to a situation where the government takes over the water? Do you think that's going to work out well for you as well? See, I hear all these arguments for privatization or for making things public. And Labour obviously want to take as much back into the remit and control of the state as possible. But I just can't help but think that, everything government does, it does it worse than the private sector. That's just the rule. Doesn't matter how they try to pretend otherwise. That's the fact of the matter. Incompetency is actually hardwired into public sector. How Thames Water has been running itself, I have no idea. I'm not the chief executive. I can't tell you. What I do know is that clearly things have gone very badly wrong over a number of years. Has there been sufficient investment in infrastructure? I doubt it, but I don't know enough to be able to comment on it. What I do know is that a company that's got debts of almost £15 billion is a company that is in serious, serious trouble. And it's being basically drowned in debt, which is a bit of an irony for a water company, right? So I'm not sure if this actually means that ultimately the financial situation for the millions and millions of British people living in this catchment area of Thames Water will become so bad that the government does step in. But then you're going to have to understand that then the politicians will call the shots when it comes to your water and the cost of your water as well. It's amazing that in a first world country like the UK, we don't seem to be able to actually supply clean water to our population. One of the reasons for that, of course, is that that population has been absolutely surging, not through indigenous birth rate, but through unwanted, unwelcome, massive inward migration. All things have consequences. You know, I mean, every new house that's built, every new person who comes here in the country will consume more water. It's just a fundamental. But I think Thames Water seems to be in serious trouble. And I say that would not be, well, that would be an issue for any water company, but this is the UK's largest water company. And I think the ruling cabal love this. I think they love it when they can screw up something as simple as water and sit back and watch it fall apart so they can step in and say, hey, we're going to sort it all out for you, just like we're going to sort the railways all out for you, just like we're going to sort everything all out for you by taking it back into state ownership. I fundamentally disagree with state ownership. I think it's wrong. I think experience should tell us. If you're old enough and you lived through the 70s when there was a lot of state ownership, you realize that, believe it or not, things did not run well at all. So there you have it, my friend, anyway. Thames Water drowning in debt.